getting closer, closer to you, Lord. I haven't seen you, but I know you more. I keep on walking, still have miles to go. But as I look back on my long and narrow,
we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreck and Gauss Monique Donnelly and the one and only Lara Landon.
Amazing.
And wow.
And you were just listening to Closer. That was actually produced by the one and only Michael Omardian, which is anybody that out there that ever knows any music, they probably know Michael Omardian's work, that's for sure.
Did he produce it, or is that his song?
He produced that one.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's your song.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to make sure we get these things straight.
And if you are driving down the street, this is a little bit of change up. We just want to remind the listeners out there that this is a tribute to 911. This is the 10th year anniversary of 911. So we want to keep you abreast that KKLA has actually asked us to put on a special show for you out there to hopefully uplift and encourage you during this time. Remind you that we still serve a Lord that is alive and continues to be alive in our lives. And continues
he brings new life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we use the story of the Phoenix rising. That's not in the scriptures, by the way. I just want to make sure everybody's clear about that. But that is so much God to bring out of destruction life and new things. And so we're just celebrating more than anything what God is doing now as a result of that happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know, we're going to spend the time, as we've said in the last segment with Lara, to be able to do some worship this day. And we'll get into Lara's story even more so in the next segment as well. And she's with us this whole hour at KKLA. So I'd love to be able to go right into something right now, as far as if you're willing to lead us into another one of your songs.
Sure. I would love to do one that I think would really be a big encouragement for the listeners, especially today. And it's called I See God in You. Because literally I have seen God in people, shining through people when they came together after 9/11 and just loved on each other. So that's what this one is called, I See God in You. Something different in your eyes, something honest in the way you speak. Every time you come around me, when I look at you and I feel at peace. The angels can't be very far, no. I love what I see in your heart, oh. I know that's not something you go around saying, but I do believe it's true. And I see God in you. I wanna say I finally found my strength in the light that shines in you. That's what I see. And I see God in you. And did you know that you're the person? Show me who it is I want to be. Every time I feel I'm falling, I can count on you to stand by me. I've never known someone like you before, no. How can I say how beautiful you are? I see God in you. I know that's not something you go around saying, but I do believe it's true. And I see God in you. I wanna say I finally found my strength in the light that shines in you. That's what I see. I see God in you. Well, God must have known just what I needed. Someone to show me His true love. And I know better now who He really is.
'cause I've seen a glimpse in you. I see God in you. I know that's not something you go around saying, but I do believe it's true. And I see God in you. I wanna say I finally found my strength in the light that shines in you. That's what I see. I see God in you. I see Him in you, yeah, yeah. I see Him in your eyes. I see God in you. And He is jealous for me. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of His wind and mercy. And all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us so. Portion and He is a prize drawn to redemption by the grace in His eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking, and heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about, oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves. Yeah, He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves. He loves you. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves. Do you feel His love?
He loves you.
Yeah, He loves you. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of His wind and mercy.
KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory Radio. That's Laura Landon, who's in studio blessing us today with her music, her heart, her worship. this is an amazing day. We're talking about 9/11, but we're bringing the angle that we believe God has caused us to overcome and to reach into new heights of what he's calling us to do. He believes in us. He created you. He made you. He has a reason. Mm-hmm. And we just want to help bring that message home to you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. If you're driving down the street, and hopefully, you know, this is a different little thing that we're doing at KKLA today. And in honor of 911, and Lara has graced us with her talent and gifts to be able to also bless you, touch you, and uplift you out there. During this time, her and Monique Donnelly just shared together and harmonized together. It's wonderful to actually hear those voices. I mean, I just can't wait to be able to hear the choir in heaven, Rod.
Yes.
It's pretty incredible.
Oh my goodness.
I might even sound that good.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not push it.
I got a great guy.
So I know you have your solo album thing going. Mm-hmm. Do you ever lead worship at all?
I do.
That was
I do. I lead worship at Salvation Army, where
cool.
I go. And I also lead, you know, guest worship at different churches. And I love it. You know, I never thought that I was worthy enough to be a real worship leader, because I always feel like that's the hardest. That is the hardest.
But isn't that so the enemy to put those thoughts in
it is. Yeah. But it kind of took some years, too, of refining me and breaking me down to the point where now, you know, maybe I can worship.
Yeah. And just let that be an encouragement to you who are listening. You know, don't, if you have those thoughts, you know, let God use you wherever you are. That's our challenge for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to spend the next segment as well. Our normal segment is our exposed segment on Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. But Lara's actually going to spend time with us again for our next segment as well. And we're going to sit in and actually enjoy ourselves and hopefully uplift you. And again, we'll be right back with our exposed segment on Worship Factory Radio, KKLA 99.5 FM.
So you cried for the ones you love before the words are off of our tongues. And you fight for the ones you love when we don't have the strength to come. And you die for the ones you love, lifting us up from where we were stuck. Lift me up.